Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Carson Palmer's on the line.
Oh, yes.
Look at that.
Nice.
Hey, Carson, what's up, man?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. So there was a little bit of confusion as to what you meant when you said come out to catch him and join me at my home and we could do a broadcast. Well, actually, you know what? We have the audio. So what we'll do is we will play you the audio. This is from Super Bowl Radio Row. And once you said this, the whole crew got very excited about visiting you at your home. So, Eddie, play the audio, please.
Come visit.
Yeah. I would love
Come
to.
Come visit.
I would love
got a
to.
Guest house. You can bring the family.
Oh, nice.
Snowmobiles.
Listen,
whatever
if you're
you
serious,
do.
We're all the whole show going
in.
Out there
Come
in that guest house.
We could broadcast.
Yes, we could
Ketchum.
Do like a FedEx Ketchum broadcast.
How fun would that be for your fans?
That'd be great.
All right, so what's the deal here, Carson? Would you like all of us to visit you and stay in the guest house and do a broadcast or not?
Let me clarify one thing, a couple things. One, the guest house is more of an outhouse horse facility that's abandoned. That could use a little TLC, and I know you guys are kind of foresee.
Oh, no. The phone. No.
No, not the phone.
Kind of guy, so
oh, yes.
I don't know how that's going to go down, but okay. I'll spruce it up a little bit. I'll throw some blankets in there, a couple water jugs. So you guys can stay hydrated.
Maybe a salt lick, too.
A salt lick in there, yeah.
Right, yeah. And believe you me when I say this, there are three of these guys that would love to live like in a horse barn.
Yeah, one guy in particular.
Yes.
So when you say things like this to guys like us, we're going to take you at your word. So one specific guy, we've got a hippie on our staff who loves to ski. He loves mountains. And this whole dream that he has had now visiting your home has gotten into his head so much that he actually said he fantasized about being in a bed in your home with your dogs that he doesn't even know that you have. So do you have dogs?
I have a dog, but again, let me clarify one more thing. I was talking to you, Boomer and Gio. I wasn't talking to the whole your whole crew of what do you guys have, like 40, 55 guys?
No, there's only five of us, but see, this is what happens with these NARPs. They take what us athletes say literally, and then they want to try to, you know, put it back on us to make sure that we follow through. I've been dealing with this for 12 years now.
I understand. I got room for a couple guys. The rest of the guys are going to have to fend for themselves. But CBS has big money. They can put the rest of the crew up in a hotel.
Now, what hotel would you suggest?
I would suggest either the Limelight or Hotel Ketchum.
Yes, I was talking about the Hotel Ketchum yesterday. So,
and the Limelight,
right?
Yeah.
So where would we fly into, Carson?
On your plane, you could fly right into Haley Airport.
To the driveway.
All right, Carson, let me explain something to you. You made $175 million in your career. I made about a 1% of that. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing now, and you're doing what you're doing now. So how about you send your plane to come and get us?
Oh, I will. It's going to have either a United logo on it or a Delta logo on it. How about CBS is going to have to pay for it. But yes, it'll come get you and pick you up.
How about a FedEx logo? Because you work with them all the time. We can just hop on one of the cargo planes.
Let me call FedEx and see if they're – because you guys have been so gracious to FedEx and the Air and Ground Player of the Year award for us for a handful of years now. Maybe FedEx will foot the bill. We'll see.
Wow. Okay.
Well,
all right. So just to clarify here, so we're all on the same page. We've got me and Boomer allowed to stay in your home. Jerry, Eddie, who's the crazy hippie who wants to sleep with your dog. Al and Bobby.
We'll stay in a hotel.
With a Bengals tattoo. They will stay in a hotel, and we are allowed to, if we can figure out the mechanics of this, we are allowed to broadcast somewhere from either your home, the horse barn, or catch them somewhere.
I do. I have Wi-Fi. It may not be as as fast as you guys are used to in New York City. Things are a little bit slower out here in Idaho, but I've got Wi-Fi and I've got a computer. I don't know what else you guys might need, but you're going to have to bring just about everything else.
Carson, is there an actual real radio station in Ketchum?
I do not think so.
Well, we found there is.
There's one.
NPR, yeah.
Yeah, it's found like 88.7. It's a public radio station.
Okay.
On Sun Valley Road.
Okay.
All right. So there has to be how about a local TV station? There's got to be one of those, right?
And not near there, no.
There's one in Boise, but that's a good 250 miles away.
Man, you really do hate people. Just like you, Jerry.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So what's the best time of year to come and visit? Obviously, football season for Boomer is not possible. So is it more like now, spring, summertime? What are we talking about?
You definitely would want to. I mean, summer's beautiful.
Yeah.
The ski hills open until the end of, I believe, March, but I'm not going to be here for most of March.
Okay.
So it's either going to have to be now or maybe late summer.
Well, here's the good news.
We summer off, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but here's the thing. The great thing about this whole thing, if we come in the summer, you and I can go play golf because none of these guys play golf. So we can just leave them to their own devices. You know what I'm saying?
And the fly fishing is just phenomenal in the summer.
That's the thing.
There's a lot to do.
Yeah, I'm the fisherman. Boomer is the golfer. That's what I want to do. If the fly fishing is best in the summer, then we got to go in the summer. All right. I mean, I think we can work this whole thing out. All we need from you now is, now that we've clarified exactly your role in all of this, is for you now to contact FedEx to save the foot the bill.
If not, it can be brought to you by FedEx.
Right. The whole thing can be sponsored by FedEx. So get to your people and then see if you can help us out with the travel costs.
Done deal. I like it.
All right. That's great. All right. Perfect. Thanks, Carson. We'll talk to you soon. All right.
All right, fellas. Thanks.
Is that Carson Palmer?
Now, you said that you two stay in his home.
Yeah.
Is that not the guest house, the barn?
No, he said the home. He's
because it's 0 degrees right now there.
Right. We're not going to be. I'm not sleeping where a horse sleeps.
Well, in the summer, you just get a tent and be fine in the summertime.
No, we'll be inside the house.
Hotel Ketchum looks beautiful, by the way.
Oh, it is.
I'm very
nice,
excited to stay there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And stay in there.
Right, for free.
On FedEx. Leave his room. That was Ketchum. Don't know. Didn't see it.
Where did he say we fly into?
Haley.
He goes, I have a dog. But once again, let me clarify that crazy hippie who wants to sleep with my dog.
You're going to ruin the dog.
So there you go. You're going to have to adjust your fantasy, Eddie, to just a single dog.
Not a problem. Right, no threesome with the dogs.
Maybe he would go hiking with me. That would be cool.
Should we each get Carson for a day? Like, Boomer goes and golfs with him. I go fishing with him.
I go hiking with him.
Eddie comes back alone.
Bobby gets a tattoo with him.
Oh, God.
And Al watches the ID channel with him in his room.
And Jerry yells at him.
Yeah, right.
I get the sense he'll yell back.
Yeah, well, no. With both of them, does Jerry and Carson share that hatred of people. So they can just, like, sit on a bench somewhere downtown and just judge everybody that walks by. I think that would be a fun day for you guys.
That wouldn't be terrible.
I mean, this is going to happen. This is happening, Boomer.
You guys take everything so literal. It's unbelievable. I understand.
We just had the man on himself.
I know.
So it's going to happen.
And you were planning a golf date with him.
I know that we're embarrassing to you at times, and you're showing up with all us mutants at this doorstep, and like it's always like quarterback club thing. And I understand how you feel, but we won't embarrass you.
You guys get a load of these regular people.
I'm kind of proud of you guys, actually.
Oh, that's nice. So then this should be a good thing. You can show
us
all
little special friends
who've made it so far with all their limitations.
Oh, look at them!
Yeah, right.
They're so cute.
My cute little bunch of norms.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.